Hey, it is time to check in with our favorite hardy gardener, Tom Casper. We've had some good rain. Actually, Larry Weber says we get a little bit above normal, and we've got some sunshine and some warm temperatures this week. So everything's going to be coming up roses, right there, TK?
Yes, lots of roses.
Yeah, yeah. Even when you plant, you know, cucumbers, they'll come up roses, no doubt.
That's right, that's right. So, yeah, so as you mentioned or just said, some pretty decent rain, although we could use a little bit again. It's been now about a week, I guess, and some sunshine and some warmer temps coming. The thing is, as folks are getting their vegetable gardens or their flower gardens planted, is our big nemesis for those folks that do that are the weeds, and they seem to be really exploding this year. So seeing a lot of different kinds of weeds, and some of them really tough weeds to deal with. So I wanted to talk a little bit about how to deal with weeds.
Exploding weeds, a weed explosion. Oh, if they only would. But no, they won't explode. They just grow.
I think you're onto something there.
I think exactly. The gardeners, you know, the gardeners that have had enough when they start, you know, tucking cherry bombs down into the garden.
That's right. The old, Caddyshack for weeds instead of gophers. So.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. All right, good. Yeah, good point. All right, so if folks don't want to maybe go that extreme, what are you recommending?
Well, there's a lot of ways to deal with them. And, of course, you and I have talked about it before. There's a weed burner, and we're still going to do some video of burning some weeds at your house. For the station, but the weed burner works very well for folks that don't want to use chemicals and don't want to use a lot of mite. So you can go in and burn those weeds off with it's basically a portable propane torch with an extension, and you hook up a propane tank to it, and you go around your yard and burn weeds. Thing you want to be really careful, though, with that is because it's very, very hot, it can not only hurt you, but it can hurt other plants that maybe you don't want to get burned. So you want to make sure if you're burning weeds that you direct it away from your plants that you want to continue to thrive rather than die.
And any time somebody's using heat, even with other kinds of tools, heat guns, you know, or whatever, there's always the possibility that you're going to start a fire someplace you don't want a fire.
That's right.
So I'm assuming that there are some safeguards and, you know, you have a hose or you have something standing by when you do this just to cover your bases.
Yeah, that was my next point, is you want to make sure when you're burning weeds that you're not doing it in tinder dry mulch or up against the foundation of your house or any kind of pine needles or anything like that, because those are very combustible and you could end up with them. And I know a few years ago we did hear of somebody that ended up setting their house on fire because they were trying to take care of weeds in their yard. So lots of caution if you're going to use something like that. It's very hot, so, you know, as far as caution for yourself and the other things around, that you do not want to kill at any expense. So so using something like that is effective, but with a lot of precaution.
Right.
Can also hand dig those weeds so folks can get out, and certainly the sooner after a rainfall that you do that, when the soil is its most pliable and the roots are more easily pulled out of the soil, is good. So don't wait till the ground is hard and dry, because those weeds, they have their survival mechanism, which is to break off, and then they can start over. So doing it after a rain or after you've watered an area to allow that soil to loosen up. There are also sprays, far less popular than they used to be. People have gotten into more natural things, which is things we've just spoke about. But there are sprays that contain a chemical called glyphosate. Most common name for it is Roundup, and that's a non-selective spray. So if people go in and want to clean out the weeds in their garden and they spray everything and think it's just going to kill the weeds, it's going to kill everything. So if you do want to use something like that, and it's relatively safe, although there are issues with it and more coming to light, so it's far less used in many places than it used to be. They'll want to make sure that they're only spraying what they want to kill, because those prized roses or those prized geraniums or prized whatever that happened to also get sprayed are not going to like the Roundup as much as the weeds aren't going to like the Roundup. So using something like that, if you do choose to use something like that, being very, very cautious with it, making sure you're only spraying where you want to. Good to get out and get control of those weeds early on, because they do, over time, will rob nutrients from the plants that you want to thrive, and they'll rob moisture if we get into a less than ideal condition for water in the soil and things like that. So good to get them out early, get it cleaned up, and get it taken care of so you can enjoy the garden and the fruits of it.
All right, so new gardeners, they maybe have some seeds in an area. Maybe they've planted some seeds or they're, you know, they sprouted the little seeds and then they took them out and they planted them. So the perennial, see what I did there? The perennial question becomes, how can you, if you're not an experienced gardener, how can you be sure you're pulling up weeds and you're not pulling up your new little plants?
Well, and that certainly is a challenge even for experienced gardeners. So you want to make sure if you're planting seeds that you kind of have those rows marked. Now, if you've just done a broadcast seeding, you're going to have to wait a little while longer to let that those seeds germinate and also start to size and show a little bit of what's what before you probably go in and do any weeding out. And if you wait long enough, they will, you know. So if you wait 2 or 3 weeks, hopefully you can distinguish between what are weeds and what are desirable plants. So you want to maybe wait a little bit longer on something like that to give some time for those plants to show who they are relative to who the weeds are in the garden, and then pull them out after that.
Well, I know the seed packets frequently have a picture of what it will look like as it's sprouting, and that's helpful. But there isn't a, of course, maybe listeners have an idea. You know, you're busy out in the garden. You're not spending all your time on Google. But it wouldn't surprise me if you could Google, is this a turnip or a weed? And there might be a website with pictures. You never know.
Yeah, there usually is, and there's also things you can download on your phone. Plant Seeker is one of them, and you can take a picture of what you're questioning, and oftentimes it will be able to identify it, which is even more effective than sending the picture to me.
I've heard mixed reviews about some of those with regard at least to wild plants. Yeah. Now, Duluth Phenology on Facebook is a fabulous place where people can share pictures of birds and plants and insects and things and tracks that they see. And there's kind of a communal assist there if people are curious about what this and that might be. Is there a good social media gardening site where you could take the picture and then you could like zip it off on social media to other local gardeners and go, help, what is this?
There is one that that started about a year ago, Duluth Backyard Gardeners on Facebook, and that happens on that site as well. Well, people aren't sure and they'll send in a picture or a question and people will respond to it or say what they think it is and stuff like that. So that's one on Facebook that I'm familiar with that's local. And, of course, we do have the PBS Great Gardening Show that has now wrapped up for the summer, but oftentimes people will send us pictures and ask us to.
Well, yeah, but you know those guys. My God, that's Bob Olin and that other guy.
Yeah.
Oh, good grief. Yeah. And of course, like, you know, it's not like they're on the air and available and responsive to people every week.
That's true.
You know, I mean,
we limit ourselves to being responsive to people to 12 weeks.
That's public television. Give me a break. Yeah, if people want good answers, they know where to come, right here to KUMD.
Right, KUMD.
So
yes,
you bet.
Right.
No, it really is fun, though. It's not the same. You've talked so often about, you know, the gift of time and of doing something with somebody. And it isn't the same. Social media is not the same. But when you can put out an APB, I need help, I don't understand this, or this is, you know, the garden that I'm hoping, you know, to grow eventually, and I had some friends get in touch with me and say, oh, I have this that I'll bring you, and I have some bee balm, and I can bring you this, and I can bring you that. And there is help and assistance and support out there for you as a new gardener, and it's available sort of 24/7, so you don't have to call Tom in the middle of the night. You can just go online.
That's right.
By the way, if you want to call Tom in the middle of the night, give us a jingle here at the station. We'll be happy to pass along his number.
Yes, he's up anyway.
Well, TK, it sounds great. Supposed to be a little bit of rain this morning and a little bit of sun this afternoon, so let's hope we get all of that, all right?
That's it.
Sounds like a plan. We'll talk in a couple of weeks.
Sounds great. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Tom Casper joins us every other Tuesday for Tips for Hardy Gardeners right here on KUMD.